Good morning, Shelley.
You're so right about kids laying the line on us parents during a heated moment. You are not the boss of me.
I think every mom and dad has had that thrown in their face at some time, and I point out the book from almost the moment they can speak right up into those door-slamming teenage years.
Well, yeah, and I'll never forget my daughter. She's six now. I'll never forget the first time she gave me the line, and I just was kind of shocked, I'll admit, at first. And I just looked back at her, and I said, well, actually, I am.
Good for you, because I think, and what I try to point out in the book is that I think a lot of parents don't think that they are or don't act like they are. And I think in the long run, it causes a whole bunch of more problems than sometimes just saying, do you know what? Because I said so. That's why, you know, and just ending the conversation there.
You, in the book, you lay out the fact that you believe a business approach to running a household of family is really the way to go, and we need to sort of have more of that frame of mind.
Yeah, and it sort of came from the fact that I worked in corporate marketing for 18 years, and I used to, you know, myself included, I used to say, you know, professional, smart women managing things perfectly at work, getting home and sort of losing control at home. And I thought, geez, my employees or the people that work for me seem way better behaved than my kids at home. And why is this? First of all, I guess because they're not four. But secondly, because there's so many rules and policies in place at work, it sort of took a lot of the argument and discussion out of a lot of things that there really wasn't any room for argument or discussion in the first place. Like, bedtime is bedtime. You know, what I put in front of you for dinner, that's what you eat for dinner. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of parallels that can be drawn between managing a successful company and being what a lot of moms, you know, actually really talk about, being the CEO of their families at home as well.
But you're not calling on parents to start treating their kids like employees or anything like that, are you?
A little bit, in the sense that, and here's a great sort of way to sort of describe it, is, you know, I asked a lot of moms about, are they still making their kids lunches every day? And the moms are saying, yeah, but they're really old enough to do it, and I don't really like doing it, but I do it anyway. And I say, well, why is that? And they say, well, it's just easier to do it myself than to train them to do it. And I think that's not a good thing to go with, because just like an intern or a junior employee, we know that if we train someone to do a job, in the long run, you know, a couple things happen. First of all, they learn how to do it. Secondly, it comes off of your plate in terms of you've delegated it appropriately, and they have that skill then to go forward with. So I think there's a lot of ways actually that we can learn from. You know, we really should be training, sort of in quotation marks, sort of not training our kids to take on responsibilities. And so I like that parallel between work and home.
I guess that kind of helps them down the road as well, right? As far as being independent, being able to fend for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we find that in the real world, we're often asked to do things we maybe don't like doing, but, you know, we do them. We eat meals we don't like, and maybe we have to do a project at work we're not especially fond of. But I think those are skills that we need to teach our kids to take out. And I know you don't like cleaning your room, and maybe you don't like what I made for dinner, but guess what? That's the way it is.
Yeah, and me as the parent, I don't like doing it either, really.
Well, that's the thing, and I think what's happened sometimes is we let the kids sort of make decisions that really we would never let someone with at work, with, you know, a junior employee with, you know, less experience or not as good judgment to make. But at home, sometimes we do, you know, sweetie, where do you want to go for vacation? It's like, well, you're the grown up, you decide, you know, or you decide when their bedtime is and what it is they should be eating for meals. So I think there's a lot that we can translate between the worlds.
How did you come up with the 8-step approach?
Which, you know, I really thought about, what do we need to do? It's great for me to say, just manage it like a company, but I thought I can think of specific examples within sort of each of the departments that a company might typically have, like finance, accounting, marketing. We all put PR spins on our own family as well. And all the way through in terms of sort of how do we organize some of this chaos and say, you know what, it's great to talk about it, but can you give me some real-life examples? So I sort of grouped them into different areas, different ages and stages of kids as well.
Yeah, you mentioned marketing and in finance. I mean, you do talk about budgeting in the book, and you talk about budgeting pretty much everything as well.
I do, and I talk about, yeah, managing your resources. At work, we're very careful, you know, of course, not to take on new projects or responsibilities unless we have appropriate resources to manage them with, like, you know, financial, time, you know, people, everything. Whereas at home, we'll say, sure, you know, son, you can play rep hockey 4 times a week, or I'll run the school fundraising, without making sure our calendars and our bank balances and our, you know, the logistics can really support taking on that extra kind of project. I'm a big believer in, you know, financial budgeting as well, too, giving kids an allowance. It's sort of like their salary. You know, you work hard and you get an extra reward for that, and they learn financial literacy. And I am actually a chief financial advisor to President's Choice, so this is one of my key messages, teaching kids about financial literacy as well when they're young.
It's funny because the parenting world that we live in right now has never really been so complicated, I find, because there's just way too much advice out there. You don't know where to turn, what advice to take.
There is. And that's what I hope that what I'm doing with this book is making it sort of easy advice to follow, you know, in the sense that, wait, if I were the boss of a company, how would I sort of, you know, if this were something I needed to get done, how would I get it done at work? And I think actually what I'm hearing from people that are reading is they're saying, you know what, this is how my parents really parented us. You know, we didn't actually argue over a lot of things that I find my kids are arguing back with me about. So I'm hoping that I'm actually simplifying it instead of making it harder.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's a very, really a common sense approach, and I'm sure it'll have many parents saying, not a bad idea. All right, Kathy, thanks so much for your time. The book is called I Am So the Boss of You, an 8-Step Guide to Giving Your Family the Business. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Shelley.